Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommer worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Autumn. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that something that you're going to be recognized for? Because I'm hearing God say recognition and award. God says that it's advancement. I'm hearing God say elevation and advancement. And God says that there's going to be a twist in something. They're thinking about doing something one way, but God says that there's going to be a change and a twist. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Autumn. I just hear God saying, this is a season that the harvest is coming unto you, and it is plentiful. God says you're going to begin to take hold of the word of the Lord, and you're going to grab and reach for the grapes, for the fruits of the harvest. And God says you're going to go forth with boldness, and you're going to go forth in the strength of knowing who you are. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear God saying that He's going to allow you to accomplish something quickly. God is saying for you to make sure you're organized and make sure your papers are straight. And God is saying that you're going to be around influential people in this season. And that's the word of the Lord.
And the Lord says, as I place you around influential people, I am dealing with matters of the heart. And the Lord says that He's bringing healing to your emotion and stability to your mind. Also, God is saying that He's going to give you contracts in this season, saith the Spirit of the living God.
God bless you, Sister Autumn. I hear Father God saying, and I agree with the prophets that have spoken. Father God says, God of Yai Cross FET in this season, and read the fine print on anything you're signing. And Father God says, ask more questions. Don't take things at face value in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, Sister Autumn, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. No woman of God, that there's greatness buried deep down inside of you. No woman of God, that you will rise up in great leadership. No woman of God, that God's going to cause you to bless you, and He will always have you in a place of authority and power. For you will always sit among royalty. You will always sit among people of great power. And I will cause your gifts and talents to begin to shine. And you will stand into the high places of me, and I will cover thee, and I will protect thee. And you will begin to see increase all around you, and you will know that I am the Lord, and that I am with thee. For the Lord will say unto thee that prepare, because this is your hour. This is your season of a healing. This is your season where the Lord says, I even touch the respiratory system. I touch thine body. I touch the lungs, and I shall strengthen thee. And you will achieve leadership in all that you place your hands to. For I've called you to be a builder. I've called you to be a builder, and you will build. For there is great power, and there is great authority that is buried deep down within your soul. For the Lord will say unto thee that this is a season where you will begin to step into a new season of blessings and a new season of an anointing. And you will see increase all around you. For I heard the Lord say breakthroughs shall come in your way. I heard Him say opportunities. I heard the Lord say promotion. I heard the Lord say spiritual illumination, spiritual awakening. For the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thee, and you will come into a time of new opportunities. For the Lord said, I have placed much deep down inside of thee. For I'm washing away the past, and I'm birthing a new season. And you're going to begin to see new doors and new opportunities opening up for thee. For this is an hour, and this is my doing. And you will know that I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. So the Lord says, prepare. Prepare for the shifting that is happening. For the Lord says, I shall breathe upon thee, yea, even in this season. I shall breathe upon thee. And you will come into a season and a time of a new birthing. You will come into a season of a time where the Lord says, you must also begin to learn self-control. He says, do not be aggressive, but stand in me, and know that all things are coming together. And as you stand upon me, you shall find that I shall cover thee. For this is your season, and this is your hour of new beginnings. For the Lord says, as you learn to breathe, meaning rest in Him, breathe, breathe in His presence, you're going to prosper. For the Lord says, I'm going to expand you, and I am going to bless the very works of your hands. For this is your hour, and this is your season of an awesome and a mighty breakthrough. The Lord says, prepare, because your dreams are getting ready to come to the forefront. He says, prepare, because money is getting ready to show up for thee. Prepare, because something big is about to take place for thee. Now listen to these instructions concerning your next free prophecy that I want to get into your hands. Follow my instructions. God bless you, and thank you for your seed. What a powerful word. What a powerful, powerful word. Now, I have another gift that I want to get into your hands, and this is what I need for you to do for me. I need you to go to my website. I have two websites. Bishop Berrien is under construction. But another website, I want you to go there and fill out a special form, because I want to get you a powerful prophetic word into your hands that is going to bless you. But also, I want to make sure that you did receive this prophetic word. You're blessed. I want you to go to Global. That's G-L-O-B as in boy, A as in apple, L as in Larry, P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, E as in excellent, T as in Tom.com. That's globalpnet.com. Once again, that's globalpnet.com. That's G as in God, L as in Larry, O as in opportunity, B as in Betty, A as in apple, L as in Larry, P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, E as in excellent, T as in Tom.com. God bless. We'll be right back.